Comic Book Time Machine, Episode 25, Manhunter, 2014. Hello, fellow time travelers. It's Daniel here to discuss one of his favorite things. Yes, Manhunter. So recently, I received a text alerting me to the fact that I had missed Mark Shaw on Arrow. Now, the reason that this occurred is I record Arrow, but I don't watch it on a regular basis. So I've seen season two, and I knew Mark Shaw was coming. I was excited as can be because, let's face it, the Fire and Water guys, they had to wait years before any rumors of live-action Firestorm or Aquaman. For me, I got my guy, Mark Shaw, in live-action about one episode afterwards. About one episode after I started Manhunter recordings, all of a sudden, there's the news, Mark Shaw on Arrow. Needless to say, pretty pumped. So let's set our time machines to October 22, 2014, to see season 3's Arrow episode Corto Maltese. I'm gonna spoil it. So here's the basic rundown. The story of Corto Maltese is that Oliver Queen and his friend Diggle are going to the island of Corto Maltese in order to retrieve Oliver's sister Thea, who is currently living with her abusive, psychopathic ninja father, Malcolm Merlin. While there, they agree to run an errand for Diggle's girlfriend Lila, which is to check up on an Argus agent. Is Mark Shaw. So I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty pumped because they even make a comment that Lila does to Diggle that Mark Shaw has been quiet for a few days, but he's been known to do that before. He's been known to have periods where he's not in contact. And I'm thinking to myself, yes, this is Mark Shaw. This is the man that I'm looking for because we're going to get into this. There's going to be some lost time in the future for Mark. There will be. So they go down. Diggle interacts with Mark Shaw. Shaw's overly cautious, and he asks Diggle to help him with basically retrieving a roster of every Argus agent and their families. So Diggle would be on that list because of Lila and their daughter Sarah. So Diggle winds up helping, but instead he winds up helping Mark Shaw actually steal the knock list. What is this, Mission Impossible? Where's Tom Cruise when you need to see him? So then Diggle has to go break up Mark Shaw's sale of the knock list. And they're shooting and running and chasing and shooting of arrows. And Mark Shaw is captured. And Mark Shaw's a villain. How much of a villain? Well, Mark Shaw, you could have just been called generic villain of the month. You could have been John Smith. You could have been David Davidson. You could have been Daniel Butcher. You could have been all sorts of names. But did you really need to be Mark Shaw? I don't think so. But this is what Arrow does. This is what the Oliverse or the Arrowverse does. Is they name everything and they make it significant. I mean, when this episode ends, if you're watching carefully, Ray Palmer's looking at blueprints for drones, and you see OMAC on the plans. I joked around with Ben that they had name checked Holland at one point because then he'd be forced to watch. So in the end, I'm not at all happy because there's nothing here about my Mark Shaw. There's nothing here that is significant. There's no quest for justice. There's no motivation to bring the bad guys in. Even if he had gone evil, as we'll see in the comics, he's still pushed by a quest for justice that's not here with generic Mark Shaw. So here's the thing. This is not Mark Shaw Manhunter in Corto Maltese. This is just some guy named Mark Shaw. Yep. Just some guy named Mark Shaw. you know, because he didn't get treated as well as Ted Grant, who's in this episode and is treated very well. Wildcat is, he's actually a boxer and trainer, as he should be. And no, I didn't need a staff and I didn't need a mask. Nice to at least had that DNA of justice. Poor Ray Palmer, by the way. New 52. He's delegated to Frankenstein and the Agents of Shade. And now he's looking villainy here on Arrow. And speaking of New 52, why don't you grab your time machines again, travelers, and let's go to September 18th, 2013, to pick up the November 2013 cover dated Wonder Woman 23.1. That's right, guys. We're going to Villains Month. Get your 3D covers out, because it's Cheetah number one, written by John Ostrander and with art by Victor Abanez. So basically, the story is pretty simple. It's all about Cheetah. It's her origin. You find out that she was raised in the true Amazonian way, and that's why she's rejected Wonder Woman. She's broken out of prison. And then on about page 3 or 4, Captain Holmes assigns a man to go get her. And this is what we get. Look, Mark, you're one of the best manhunters that the U.S. Marshals have, and this is what the U.S. Marshals do. Bring back escaped felons. Cheetah is no different. So Mark Shaw, in the New 52 appearance, and this is tied into Forever Evil, is a U.S. Federal Marshal. And he tracks down felons and fugitives. That seems to be a nice little tie to Mark Shaw from Ostrander's earlier runs. And... And really, that's what we have here, is we have a story. Cheetah is killing some family members. Mark Shaw's kind of chasing her around. He's trying to find her. Eventually, he goes to her summer camp / Amazonian cult camp. And he, at one point, is thrown out into the woods and chased down by the head Amazonian, who's Cheetah's aunt. And everybody's expecting this to be an easy hunt because she's an experienced hunter. And he's just a guy in a suit. And when I say suit, I mean like suit, tie, pants, pressed nicely. Mark Shaw actually shows that he's got some fight to him, though. And he actually holds holds himself up. At one point, he jumps out of the water, no longer wearing a jacket, struggles, and he gets shot in the shoulder. And Cheetah comes along, is not happy with her aunt, kills her aunt. And... is tempted to chase down Mark Shaw, except he's unworthy for a hunt because he is hurting. He's got that arrow through the shoulder. And so as the crime syndicate comes to retrieve her, we get this. You remind me of my brother. I look forward to our hunt, Manhunter. And he says, you won't when the time comes. That's a promise, monster. So there we go. Mark Shaw, two references to Manhunter. And I like this. I like this Manhunter. This is an MCUing of the classic Mark Shaw into the New 52. For MCUing, see welcome to levels11.com. He doesn't have to have a baton. He doesn't have to have the mask. He doesn't have to have the history that he's had in the past in the New 52. But he still has that quest for justice, and he still hunts criminals. He's not a lawyer, but he's still in the criminal justice system. And he's still a guy standing up against the bad, against evil. And I love it. I love it. Now, is this in other places in Forever Evil? I certainly hope so. I hope we see Mark Shaw again. I'd like to see this Mark Shaw move forward into the New 52 if I can't have a mask and a baton. But I would say in 2014, the comic books in DC have done a much better job than live action with representing who Mark Shaw is. And I think it's great that Ostrander is the one who wrote this. I really do. Because anybody could have written this story. And it's a decent story about Cheetah. It's a good story about Cheetah. But really, what got me excited is Mark Shaw. And there he is, back in the New 52. So, there we go, guys. I have opinions. Otherwise, if you'd like to catch some of my other stuff, see you between Disney.com. See welcometolevel7.com with the 7 spelled out. And remember, if you see a giant speckled woman with claws running around, be safe, kids. Make good choices.